Chapter 8. A Crane for Grandma. A second later, George's father arrived home. He was a kind man, but he often got too excited. When he saw the chicken, he started jumping around and waving his arms.
"What's this?" he cried. "Who did it?"
"I did,"
George said. Grandma shouted from the roof,
"Look at me! I'm taller than the chicken!"
But Mr. Cranky was more interested in the enormous chicken.
"That chicken is wonderful," he cried. "How did you do it, George?"
George started telling his father about the magic medicine. While he was talking, the big chicken crouched down in the garden. Everyone looked at it. When the chicken stood up again, there was a brown egg on the ground. It was the size of a football.
"If we cook that egg, we will have breakfast for 20 people," Mrs. Cranky said.
"George," Mr. Cranky shouted, "how much medicine have you got?"
"I've got lots," answered George. "There's a big saucepan in the kitchen, and it's full of medicine."
"Come with me,"
Mr. Cranky said, taking George by the arm.
"And bring the medicine. I want to give it to all my animals. They'll grow bigger, and I can sell them at the market for more money."
Then George gave a spoonful of medicine to each of the pigs, the cows, the sheep, and his favourite horse, Jack Frost. They all grew bigger and fatter, and Mr. Cranky became more and more excited. Grandma was watching them from the roof, and she did not like it because nobody was looking at her. They were only interested in the enormous animals.
"George," she shouted, "get me a cup of tea now and some cake. Do it quickly."
"Don't listen to her," Mr. Cranky said. "She can't move, and that's a good thing."
"But we have to help her, Dad," George said. "It might rain."
Mrs. Cranky agreed with George.
"She's my mother."
"But she's horrible,"
Mr. Cranky said.
"It doesn't matter," Mrs. Cranky answered. "She can't live on the roof. We need a crane here now."
The crane arrived an hour later. There were two people inside, and they climbed up onto the roof and put ropes under Grandma's arms. Then the crane picked Grandma up and pulled her through the hole in the roof and out of the house. Grandma was still angry and horrible, but the medicine was helping her in other ways. She was not tired anymore, and her body did not hurt. When she was back on the ground, she quickly ran to George's huge horse, Jack Frost, and she jumped onto its back. Then she rode the horse around the farm, jumping over trees and buildings and shouting,
"Stand back! Move out of my way now!"